The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk. You are on the clock with Aaron Green, and we are coming to you live from the Bahamas Islands Cooperative Credit Union at Rosetta and Patton Streets in Palmdale. If you're not familiar, we are opposite the new Labor office, and we are here today celebrating the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day with the Bahamas Islands Cooperative Credit Union. And joining us this morning from BQ, the Bahamas Islands Cooperative Credit Union, is Chandelier Forbes-Dorseel.
That's correct. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be back.
Thank you. Likewise. Absolutely. We had a great time last year, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am. You had lots of giveaways, lots of people moving through and answering questions. It was a great time. I'm excited to be here this morning to celebrate the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day, to celebrate BQ's achievements.
Yes.
Over the last year, over the last
37 years
in operation.
Yes.
This is the beginning of a legacy.
Indeed.
And it's great to see what you guys are doing in the community, in the business world, in supporting people, supporting businesses, people, and families.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
Good morning. Okay, so first, let's start here. Give us a bit of history about the Bahamas Islands Cooperative Credit Union.
Certainly. Well, the original name of the credit union was Paradise Island Resort and Casinos Cooperative Credit Union. Got started in early 1986, and at the time, the credit union then only served hotel and casino workers, and it got its start mainly because those grouping of employees needed certain benefits that their then employer just didn't provide: pension benefits, health insurance benefits. And a small group of six got together and said, you know what, we can do something for ourselves. And one of them in particular had traveled to the U.S., had seen the credit union model, and brought it back to say, this is what we can do. We pool our resources, savings, and from those pooled resources, we can offer each other loans at really good rates. We can go and negotiate for health insurance. And so from that start, that humble beginning, we now have a organization that's over 9,000 members strong and over 68 million in assets being managed. And to this day, one of our primary or flagship products is still the group health insurance, which is unique because, I mean, it's really affordable, and anyone who can be a member of the credit union can come and get affordable health insurance. So that's really a credit union in a nutshell. It's about membership, it's about ownership. And so everyone who comes through those doors can be a member and have ownership in the credit union.
What I find very attractive about credit unions, particularly in the Bahamas, is that credit unions understand the landscape that they're operating in.
Absolutely.
They understand that people work in many different ways. They understand that we have both a regular working force, which is 9 to 5, mm-hmm. and because of tourism and all the coincidental jobs that come along with it, we have an off-shift community.
That is correct.
And so credit unions really stretch themselves to be able to embrace the dynamics and the needs of all the consumers and customers out there.
We truly try to embody the saying, people helping people to help themselves.
Absolutely. Yes. Across the archipelago, across the archipelagic nature of New Providence
itself.
So many different ways to work, so many different ways to move. Spend the time. It's just it's awesome to know that I live in a community, in a country that gives me so many options on how to manage my affairs, my financial affairs, and my life.
Yes.
Okay, so I saw a little blurb. It says, why join a credit union?
Right? All righty. So first and foremost, we know that, and I like to use this analogy, I tell persons, and you have a, if you own a store, and someone, maybe a corner over owns a store, whose store are you going to buy from? Your own, right?
Yes.
So you get the opportunity to have ownership with your credit union. You're not just a customer. Matter of fact, we don't have customers. Everyone who comes in and uses our services is a part owner of this credit union. So every year they get good returns for their money. But when they walk in there, they get a friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, because we are happy to have them here. We appreciate them. We understand that without them, we would not be here. And so we want to make sure that our Cayman community, those who live in the Bahamas, have good access to these various financial products. And so, yes, we have very good competitive rates on loans. We have excellent rates on deposits. Then, of course, we give members returns. We give them the opportunity. Matter of fact, once a year, we have our annual general meeting. And the members come and make major decisions, elect their very board of directors. So you really see that ownership.
Proximity to both decision-making and the operations of the entity. I really appreciate members receive personalized attention and service. Absolutely. It's one of those things that makes the institution more attractive,
indeed,
right, than the traditional bank that has its traditional culture, its way of handling customers. And a lot of people, especially older people, I think, appreciate the personalized attention and service that they can receive at a credit union. What I like about credit unions as well is that being a member of a credit union does not preclude you from having a bank account. Right?
It does
you
not.
Can have both.
Absolutely.
It's not a problem at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
Right? And add it to the way that you manage your resources.
Of course.
And your
of
money.
Course.
Savings and loans are insured in the event of death or disability.
Oh, yes. So this is something that is, I think, in the Bahamas, a bit unique to credit unions, right? Mm-hmm. And so just by becoming a member of our credit union, the credit union insures your regular savings account with a free, and it isn't too much things in life that are free now, right? Mm-hmm. But with a free life insurance. What does that mean? God forbid, you've been saving how many years? It could even be 1 year, but it could be you've been as a member for 30 plus years. Your savings, being insured, if God forbid the day or tomorrow you pass away, your beneficiary that you name will get the savings you had there plus a matching amount. All right? And this is a free benefit that Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union has always provided. That benefit goes as high as $25,000. So that's just for saving. Right. That's not the same as deposit insurance, which we also have, you know, like government guaranteed insurance. Yeah. But this life savings insurance is just an added benefit to encourage our members to save and to make sure that their families get even extra in that final day.
So when every Saturday I have to look at my children and say to them, listen, I know you want fancy for fast food. I know you want to go and do this, but we're saving.
Yes.
And I have a plan.
Yes.
And the plan includes you.
Absolutely.
Right?
And guess what? We even offer children's savings accounts. So when our members come in, and some members even open it for their niece, their nephew, their godchildren. But when they come in, they get an opportunity to open an account in a child's name once the child is under the age of 16. And that allows them to introduce that child not just to the power of savings, but also to the credit union itself.
Right.
And when that child turns 16, that child can become a member of the credit union. Could you imagine that? Most things in this country, like learning to drive, or being able to drive, have a license, that is, voting, you have to be 18. Mm-hmm. But you could be a member with voting rights and all the privileges at age 16.
And so a community where your kids can learn about financial literacy.
Absolutely.
They can learn about economic culture, why to save money, how to save money, how to dream, how to apply to your goals.
And to build their own organization. This is where they live. This is where they're from. And even when they go away to school, most likely they're coming back. So this is your organization, and it's here to stay.
Absolutely. Now, as a churin, what type of account can I start? Can I open up I want to get a car at 17, account, and so I could start depositing money into it. Can I open up a I'm definitely going to college account, and I'm putting my money aside from now account?
So at age 16, any of our regular savings accounts, we have longer-term fixed deposit accounts that I encourage for those longer-term goals to give you even a higher rate of return. Matter of fact, rates as high as 3.25% still. Okay. And so like a five-year account. So, you know, you're 16, you're 17 now. Okay, maybe I want to be able to buy my first car at 21.
Right.
This
is
the perfect account, and that account would allow you to open that with as little as $100, and you lock in that beautiful interest rate, and then you could add to it as you need to. Mm-hmm. All right. So yes, indeed. For our younger membership, we want to encourage them to get started saving early, save towards those goals. I've seen too often, especially when persons start working at the age of 18, 19, the first thing they do is run, get a loan for a car. We want to help to shift the culture a bit and encourage our young people to make smarter money decisions.
Yes.
And if you have to get a loan, come to your credit union, because we're going to make sure, guide you, give you the best advice. And other than that, we're going to make sure you also save while you're paying the loan back. So at the end of the day, yes, all of our loans come with a savings account, and it comes with a savings element so that part of your payment goes to the savings. At the end of the day, when you finish the loan, you do have some savings. But first and foremost, we want to encourage our members to save.
Absolutely. Shifting culture around financial and economic literacy
at
the foundational stages as well. Creating a structure where families can move through that process.
Absolutely.
It just is fantastic, and that's what building strong communities and strong families are about.
Yes.
So one more thing. Credit unions are a part of the deposit guarantee program. I like guarantees.
I know, right?
Let me tell you.
Okay. So here's the beauty of it. You know, I think a lot of us, for many years, we get comfortable thinking, hey, listen, if something happened to one of these banks out here, I know the government guarantee my deposit up to $50,000,
right?
But guess what? Credit unions being regulated also by the same regulator, Central Bank,
right.
We also have this deposit guarantee. Now, the credit union ain't going nowhere. But it helps to give you that comfort. Boy, if something does happen to this operation, at least the government guarantee program is in place, that my deposit is secured, I will get my monies back, God forbid, right?
Absolutely.
So it gives you that added level of comfort and protection.
Right, of confidence that this is a verified institution in the financial world.
Absolutely.
Also, for people who are starting businesses, it gives investor confidence, right? I can trust that my funds are being managed and they are secure.
Yes, that's important. I mean, we work hard for our money, you know? We work hard for our money. So we want to make sure that when I put my money here, you know, if I need it 20 years from now, I can still get my money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Bahamas Islands Cooperative Credit Union is one of six local credit unions.
That is correct.
As we celebrate the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day, I'm going to list off some of them. The Teachers and Salaried Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Bahama Island Cooperative Credit Union, of course. Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union, National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Bahamas Law Enforcement Cooperative Credit Union, Grand Bahama Cooperative Credit Union.
Yes.
So a wide range of careers in these credit unions. Can farmers start? Who can start a credit union? And which groupings of people level, at the business level, should consider being a part of Bahamas Island Cooperative Credit Union?
Okay, but let me just say this. Another way of looking at credit unions is we are a type of cooperative.
Right.
We actually are a financial cooperative. All right. We also have farming cooperatives, fishing cooperatives, right? And so those non-financial cooperatives, basically similar principle, they get these people in the various industries to pool their resources. So like a farming cooperative, they would be able to take advantage of economies of scale and buy their fertilizers all together so they can get a better price on it. And the like, those type of supplies, right? Or a fishing cooperative, they get together, they maybe start a manufacturing plant, a processing plant. And so that's how you have of those non-financial cooperatives. So yes, if you're asking how do people start that, the non-financial cooperatives, they can make contact with the Department of Cooperatives, and they will be given direct guidance, of course, on how to do that, how to mm-hmm. get started. They'll be given support they need to get going as well. As for credit unions, I would definitely encourage persons to get involved with one of the established credit unions as it is now, because we have more than enough of us who can take care of the needs of the country, all right? And you name them off. Now, some of the credit unions have what you call a closed bond. What that means is their license is limited to just serving people in a specific industry. So okay. Bahamas Law Enforcement Credit Union is such a credit just for law enforcement officers. That could be police, that could
be defense force,
that can be customs.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have those who are open bond, like our credit union.
Okay.
All right. Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union, where anybody can become a member. Granted, we would have started out in the hotel industry, and so the majority of our members, probably about 40% of our members, 40-50%, may still be hoteliers.
Yeah.
All right. And we appreciate them, and we love them. That's how we got our start.
Yeah.
All right. But we do have our license, for the last 9 years. Since 2014,
has been
open bond. So this is right here on Rosetta and Patton Streets.
Absolutely. In Palmdale, opposite the new Labor building.
That's right. You know what? I'm giving a free plug. You know, everybody knows Donna, the hot dog lady. But right where Donna, the hot dog lady is, that's where our office is, all right?
Absolutely.
And we're open from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to reach out to the Chicchanis and the Light Workers Union, tell them we got someplace we got to go for a meeting.
Yes.
Listen, this is fantastic, and it's great news as we celebrate the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day. I want to touch on that just briefly. It's celebrated every year, October 19th.
Well, to be specific, it's celebrated the third Thursday of October. And for the last 35 years, that's how it's been, the third Thursday.
That's money-saving Thursday. I love it. The day that we all think about.
That is right.
Our finances.
I mean, you imagine the millions of people around the world that are involved in a credit union, in a cooperative. These are people in their various communities who are working together to make life better for each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been celebrated since 1948. Mm-hmm. And this year, Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union, you're giving away backyard farming boxes as a part of your celebration?
We are. And so we have invited our members to come in today mm-hmm. and help yourself, help feed yourself. And so we have some of our members who have been thinking about it but not sure how to get started. But we have your starter kit, your starter backyard farming kit. Included in that kit is some soil, some starter seeding trays, even fertilizer, seeds, and an irrigation system to help you. And a little later on today, we're actually having someone come by to help show them how to set it up, how to organize, how to get it going.
Don't miss this, because if you're a member of Bahama Island Cooperative Credit Union, you have to come on down. They have custard cream, biscuit seeds in the box, and blow pop seeds in the box. I'm watching these people walk past me all morning. They're teaching you how to grow very fancy things in these boxes. So come on down today, get your box, come in time for the tutorial. It's going to be a great day.
I see one of our members walking over to his right now.
He's going to
get started to grow his farm, and hopefully in another couple of months he'll be able to harvest.
The biscuits in the box. Yes, sir, come here. What are you going to grow? What are you going to grow with your backyard farming box?
With my backyard farming box, I'm going to grow something that I could actually eat, and I think it's going to be organic, so... Yeah, something that's healthy, because I don't know what's going on in the food stores .
So you're definitely not going to be growing custard cream biscuit trees. You're a very sensible man. Yeah. Grow something healthy. It is the beginning. This is beautiful because, as you can tell, the first proper cold front of the year, we had a shock, one-day shock in August, is the beginning. It signals the beginning of the peak vegetable season.
It is, indeed.
This is the time to plant. Mm-hmm. This is the time to prep your yard. Thank you so much, sir, and have a great day.
You have a great day also. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, you are so right. This is perfect time to start your backyard garden, especially for vegetables. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to be too hot. They don't do too well in hot weather. And so this is the perfect weather now to get started.
In fact,
and then we're working outside. We don't like hot sun too much either. So this is definitely the time. This is definitely the time to get started.
And backyard farming boxes, it's about growing credit.
Yes.
In your yard,
yes,
right? It's about growing your resources. Mm-hmm. In your yard. It's about supporting your financial journey.
And helping yourself also on a health journey as well.
Yeah.
All right. And because so much times we eat a lot of processed foods. That's not good for our health. Mm-hmm. But when you eat that, not just vegetables, but right from your soil, man, that's super healthy. You know, it hasn't been laying up or transported from across the world for the last 2 months or something just to get to your store. No,
right.
You eat that, what did they say, from soil to table, eh?
Right. And the nutrients are still in it. When
that's
Mr. Nuri from Guardian Radio AM joins us, we're going to grill him on some local agriculture questions, see if he knows how to grow credit in his backyard. Hey, he's growing cabbage in his backyard, but we can find out if he knows how to grow credit in his backyard this morning.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Now, products and services.
Yes.
I know we're here to talk about International Credit Union Day, but as I was doing some research, you all almost convinced me to get a loan today. I don't know what I can use it for yet. I don't have any children. I have two good feet. I don't need a car yet, but I am excited.
But listen, I you're excited. You check me out. We, the Bahama Islands Credit Union, we like to do things that make sure our members can benefit, right? That things that our members need that they can get at an affordable rate. And so we have launched what we call the sweetest, hence the blow pops and the lollipops and the other treats, right? The sweetest loan promotion. I don't think anywhere else in the Bahamas has had a sweeter loan promotion. We are offering loans on mortgages, vacant land, cars, generators, consumer loans. We've got loans pretty much forever. If persons want to do some type of maybe investment of some sort, and some persons may even have deposits. They may have monies out there, and they're thinking, I ain't getting much return on this. But we encourage them, listen, you bring a deposit to us, you can even get a cash secured loan as low as 4%. So here's what that means. I'm going to be earning like 2% or more on my savings.
You're right.
So the net amount, I really only paying 2% for this loan. You can't get a loan for a better rate than that. And so this is our sweetest loan. Like I said, even our mortgages, we're offering as low as 4%. And so a lot of our loans, we've lowered the interest rates on because we want to make this the sweetest loan promotion we've ever had.
I'm still stuck on generator financing.
Listen to me. We have been offering this generator product for, more than 8 years now, right?
Okay.
And even at that beginning, we had a really great rate. We've lowered that rate now, 5.5%. 5.5%, you can finance a generator pretty much 100%.
Okay.
All right. We do have a partner for this, in particular Marlin Marine, as one of the respected Generac generators dealers in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And so you can go to Marlin Marine now, and you just let them know, listen, I'm going to be getting financing from the Bahama Islands Credit Union, and they'll put together a nice package, because things like we want extended warranties, 100%. So if anything in the generator goes wrong in the next 5 years, in labor and parts will be included. And we would have financed all of that for you. All your servicing. So every 6 months, Marlin Marine comes out and service the generator. That's already included in the financing. You're going to pay nothing extra for that for the next 5 years. You can't beat this deal.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. I am so excited about this generator deal. It is the thing that I've been dreaming about all this summer.
Before we start talking about the generator, right? I'm noticing that the clients here can go straight to the teller. I'm not used to that. My bank, I got to go to the ATM machine or I can't get no service at all. And so this is unique and different for me, being able to see that I can engage and speak to the teller and they can help me. I don't know banks still do that.
Oh, no, but banks may not do it, but credit unions do. We do, all right? And we do. Listen, we value our members. We love interacting with them. We don't want them to be on the outside in the hot sun. No. Mm-hmm. come inside, interact with us, talk with us. Let us see how we can help you one-on-one, guide you. When you go to our tellers, they will be able to help give you some guidance. Okay, this is how your account looks. Maybe this should take it from this account or maybe that account. You know what I mean? That's the type of interaction we do with our members.
And with so many promotions, so many offers, so many benefits available, customers really want to have a moment to talk about it, to better understand what the options are, because there's so many options available. I have to go find somebody to marry so I can get a house, so I can buy a car, and put this generator in.
One of the main things we ask, there are many employers out there, ask for salary deduction, right, when it comes to loans.
Okay.
And so if you can get salary deduction, and employers, I want to encourage them, you know, those who are maybe on the fence about it, consider doing it because it helps your employees to be disciplined.
Yes.
Because especially for savings, we want persons to be able to consistently put something aside every week, if you get paid weekly or every 2 weeks, every month, we get to a savings account, because that is the best way to save.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of us are somewhat disciplined, but some of us, we struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so when you go to your employer and you say, you know what, automatically take out $50 a month, or if it's weekly, take out maybe $15 a week, send that to my credit union account. That means at the end of the year, because this coming up before you get paid, mm-hmm. at the end of the year, you may have $500, $1,000, you may even have from $2,000 put aside, because you get so accustomed to it coming out that, I mean, you learn to do without it. And
right.
so that's the way you build those savings muscles.
As a human rights advocate, I think of people who may be experiencing what we call financial violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is people in their home may be forcing them to turn over their paycheck, the entire paycheck, more money than they can do without.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so having this sort of direct deposit to the savings account, which then I can have directly sent to pay this bill or directly to the landlord, right?
Yes.
It removes the potential of that happening. And then, like you say, for people who struggle with financial discipline,
yes.
right? They may struggle with addiction. They may struggle with other issues. It's a mechanism that they can use to ensure that the funds go directly they're supposed to go.
And let's be real, we lead busy lives, you know. And so you may say, well, you listen, I'm going to withdraw this money and then I'm going to walk into my credit union at the end of the week to bring it right. We lead busy lives.
7 days later, I see my credit union.
If we do it all.
Yes.
Because the next corner over, you remember, oh, I have this to do, or you see this in the store, and or just get so caught up. And guess what? Every day that you didn't put the money there, that's interest you're losing it on. Because that's how interest will grow on your account. Put it there, let interest start growing on that.
Making some money.
Yes.
On it. Listen, when we have to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about how this is a wonderful tool for new and young adults who are just entering the working world to help them organize their finances and sustain discipline,
Absolutely.
Economic discipline. You guys, we are at the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union with Mrs. Chandelier Forbes-Dorsiel. We are having Dorsalee.
Dorsalee.
That's right. I don't have any candy yet. That's what happened. My tongue hasn't sweetened up. When
I'll
we get back
sorted
from this
shortly.
Break, I will be sorted out. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The Battle of the Bra, sponsored by Canoe. And you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, and we are at the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union in Palmdale on Rosetta and Patton Streets intersection. The numbers to call to get through to the union, 601-5900. That's 601-5900. If you're calling from Grand Bahama or the Family Islands, you can dial 242-225-1045. That's 242-225-1045 from Grand Bahama and the Family Islands. Fax number 242-601-5929. And you can email info@birccu.org. Mr. Newry, good morning.
Good morning. This morning, it's always good to be here with you, Aaron. This is our second time at this spot, right?
Yeah.
This is the Bahamas Island Cooperative Credit Union. I have a soft spot for this particular credit union because this is where I started out. I started out at the Paradise Island Cooperative Credit Union,
okay,
which was on, what is that? That's Village Road. So when they move here, I have that soft spot, right? I'm excited to see so many people in that hotel union shirt and say, see, I was just like that when I started the hotel and say, hey, this is union, come and join. But what I like about this particular union is how personable everyone is. They have coffee, Aaron.
And tea.
And tea. The bank, my Canadian bank don't give me any coffee. They don't give anything free. Then I hear that they have interest-bearing accounts here. My Canadian bank don't give no interest.
You can't come and
I have a non-interest-bearing account.
Yes,
so
it is.
The idea to know that this credit union gives interest, mm-hmm, and then I think it's 4%. Ms. Dawson is back, so we can confirm how much interest is. But I'm used to banks don't giving no interest at all, so I'm impressed with that. So you do need an interest, Ms. Dawson?
Absolutely do. And so the minimum rate of return right now is 2%. That's the minimum.
Oh, 2%.
That's the minimum. And we have rates as high as 3.25%. And so persons who are interested in doing one of our CDs are fixing ads, basically. You can start with $100, and then you can add to it when you're comfortable. If you want to add by salary deduction, we recommend that. Great. If you want to just walk in and make extra deposits, whatever you put on that account is going to be earning that interest rate.
So I tend to recommend my team members to come and join this particular union, basically because we're in the hotel field, right? But one or two of them might be home now listening and don't remember the steps on what it is they need to do to become a member. So I want you to go step by step on pictures me.
Okay.
I heard about the union. Now I want to know how do I become a member?
Right.
What's the amount I need to bring? Et cetera, et cetera.
So guess what? And I tried, just for the sake of it, a little over a year ago, I tried walking to one of the banks and let me see if I can open an account, right? You know, I had to make an appointment to do that.
Yeah.
But anyways, right? So you don't have to make an appointment. You can just walk in. Our team is ready and able to assist. Here are the documents you'd need to bring. We do ask for some proof of nationality. So if you are a Bahamian, that can be a passport or a voter's card. If you are not a Bahamian, your passport, and also you do need to provide proof of how you're able to be in the country. So for example, if you have on a work permit, you bring the work permit with you. Or if you're on a spousal permit, you bring the spousal permit with you. We just want to make sure you're legal to be in the country, of course, because to be a member of the credit union, you have to either be a Bahamian or resident in the Bahamas. Next, we ask you to bring your NIB smart card. All right. And other than that, some proof of how you're going to support the account. So if you are employed, a job letter or a pay stub, you know, we have persons of all sorts of different type of employments. You know what I mean? Once there's a legitimate source of income, you can rise proof. Or, as you know, some persons, they just got some type of inheritance, maybe, or they have, maybe their severance pay, and they want to make sure, put that to good use. We just need to know how you came by those funds to support the account, okay? Or, you know, we have some other persons who work for themselves, and they can show proof that, here, this is legitimate money coming from this this work that I do. We just want proof of that because we will make sure it's legitimate money that you're bringing to us. But other than that, we do ask just a small injection. Remember, this is your credit union. You're becoming a part owner. $255 gives you shares, ownership shares, and that's a one-time injection. After that point, that you'll start your savings as well.
Absolutely.
This would be the follow-up. You say $255,
yes.
Right? But do I need to bring that $255 one time?
You
or
do.
Can I piece until I get $255?
No, we do require you to bring that up front. I mean, it's a small injection for all the benefits that this credit union will afford you. And I know you're going to be talking to me about the other services and products, and I really, really want to emphasize to people one of them, in particular the group health insurance. You want me to go into that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just remind people where we are.
Okay.
Where we are. You're on the clock with Erin Green, and we are talking to Mrs. Chandelier Forbes Dorsey here at the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union in Palmdale on Rosetta and Patton Streets. We're here all day until 3 o'clock.
Beautiful. Until 3 o'clock.
Until
yes.
3 o'clock on this, the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day. So we're about to walk through the products, some of the products and services that the credit union offers.
Yes. All right. Well, let me start with some of the savings products. So we, of course, when you become a member, that $255 I mentioned allows you to become a member. When you become a member, that automatically comes with the regular savings account. That's the account that I told you about that has the free life insurance, okay?
Right.
That account earns interest of 2%. And for those persons who are going to be applying for loans, that allows you, hey, I can now borrow. I have this account, I can borrow, right?
Yes.
The credit union also offers a Christmas savings account. I know people like Christmas. Yes. We know in our culture, especially the next month, is Black Friday. Black
yes.
Friday shopping, Thanksgiving, a lot of behemoths like to travel. And so we would have introduced this, and especially, we don't have a cutoff point. You can sign up for it even now if you wanted to, right? But we encourage us, and listen, all year long, put some money aside. Because whether you're going away to shop for Black Friday or you're shopping here Black Friday, hey, you want to put money aside because you want to limit borrowing for those reasons. We want to encourage our members to borrow for productive reasons.
Right.
So
save versus borrowing and paying back.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, because this sale price, you don't want to have to pay interest on what you just got a sale on, because then you just increase the cost of the item, right?
Right.
So save for those little things.
Now yes. are there any specifics about the Christmas saving loan, the Christmas loan? Do you remind people that you also have to save for the ticket? And do you remind people, like, if you're going abroad,
yes.
don't forget you have to save for the ticket, the hotel, all your accommodations,
yes,
and then you have to save for the customs and duty. I remember seeing people in the airport trying to figure out, hold on, we forgot we needed money for duty, right?
But
that part, and if you're buying locally, remember you still have to save money for the duty, the VAT, and the shipping costs.
Yes, all of that. Of course. And also, imagine now putting your money in the Christmas account earns actually 2.25%, and it is compounded monthly, so you get a bit of interest out of that every month. So imagine starting the savings account if for those who started early from January or February, not just the money they put there, but even the interest we added to. All that helps to boost this money that they have to go and shop with. And so we encourage savings, right? But we also encourage members to manage their accounts because we give them multiple savings options so that I can put my long-term savings in the regular savings.
Right.
But hey, my spending money, I may put it in a different account.
Right.
So I keep them separate, helps to be even that more organized and to focus on my long-term goals. All right? So I don't grab from the long-term savings to go
right.
shop for something.
I remember this is a different goal, and
absolutely.
I'm committed to that. For instance, for my Christmas saving loan program, some of you are going to be saving money for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I will be saving money for food and culinary experiences during the Christmas season.
Oh, right.
I will be putting money aside to make sure that I can buy Christmas takeout plates so that I could go to at least one fancy Christmas meal for the season. And most of all, so that I can have all the little extra trimmings that I want on the Christmas
table.
Well,
guess how else? We have a number of our members who also use the Christmas account to save for their renovation. So, you know, every year you probably want to paint your
yes.
home or do some nice fixing
up. A Bahamian tradition.
So, and for Christmas, ahead of Christmas, that's the perfect account to use. So now, come November, now all this interest of being there, you can take those funds and now go and spruce up your home for Christmas.
Ms. Dorsley, when I was in the Paradise Island Credit Union, right, I was assigned my own loans officer. Like, and when I come there, she knew my account, like, what all my savings plans were, and she gave me recommendations. Do you still have that?
We offer a personalized service. And our loan officers, they know our members. I had one of my loan officers who, in particular, someone didn't come back to them for a few years, and we were talking just yesterday. So I remember, and he was able to tell me everything about what this person, what they talked about 3 years ago. You know, so they get involved, know what your plans are, you know, what things you're looking to do and how we can help you achieve this and, have, you know, give you guidance. And they remember you when you come back, of course, because we personally invested in your well-being.
And it's about building confidence in the institution, shifting the culture around money and confidence and trust, right?
Yes.
And it's great for young people as well. Because we don't understand why our Grammy noted. This woman just walk up to my Grammy. Every time she sees her, she say, look, that's our bank officer.
Yeah.
She know more about your Grammy than you know about your Grammy. You know,
true,
and that's
true.
A culture that a lot of us, a lot of Bahamians grew up with, and that may be disappearing with the traditional commercial banks.
Yes.
But it's great to see that the local credit union, especially Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union, ensures that you, the customer, get that personalized attention and service.
Sure. And guess what else we offer? We have vacation savings account. I already mentioned, of course, the kids club account,
right,
where for children under the age of 16, the member can come and open an account for them, right? We also offer ASU savings plans. So I'll tell you this. I know ASU is another Bahamian culture.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you don't have the most honest people out there holding these, you know, holding them or involved in the ASU. And all of a sudden, your hard-earned money, you've been throwing your hand every week or every month, the person disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say someone dropped out with the money they ain't paid. But that's your money. Listen to me. I work too hard for my money to take that type of risk.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to put my money with my credit union in my ASU account here. And guess what else? I ain't going to pay no fees for that.
Excellent.
And I make interest on that.
And you make interest on
that. And I make interest on that. All right.
ASU 2.0. They have revolutionized the ASU.
So you want a short-term ASU, we got 3 months. Or if you want a little bit longer, we got 6 months, we even have a 9-month ASU. So you decide, okay, this is when I'm going to want these monies for.
Man.
Put the money there, so it's safe.
I can set it up to support my back-to-school preparation.
Yes,
if I have a young person going to university, I could set it up so that when that time comes, he has extra cash, she has extra cash, along with what's needed to pay the school fees and buy books and things like that. These are great tools to help you organize your life.
And guess what? We even have a debit card, you know, so we are members who maybe they're even traveling. We have a debit card powered by Visa. Wherever Visa accepts it, you can use this debit card.
Okay.
All right? And we also allow, because we have a number of our members, when their children are going off to university, they get a second card for them. They even help this and really quickly get money to that child. Just come and put money on the debit card.
Right.
The child has a way. You know, I mean, we just want to...
Hold on. That's an awesome function.
Yeah.
Because I'd be abroad and I have to call someone and say, hey, can you go into the bank and put money on the account? And now I can just send a WhatsApp message. Uh-huh. They go to the ATM, deposit something.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yes.
This is excellent. Is this a part of the retirement and college savings account?
It isn't, you know. That's extra.
That's
in addition to, you know. So the retirement and college savings account is a type of fixed deposit we have there, based on your goals. Okay, so if you're maybe in your 40s or even your 50s and you want to start planning for retirement, that's because you want to start putting the majority of your savings into, because it gives you the highest return that we're offering now. All right.
How old do I need to be to have a retirement savings account?
I'll tell you, we don't put an age limit on it. Quite frankly, though, the earlier you start, the better.
Right.
Okay, so if you're in your 20s and you want to start saving retirement, why not? If not, why not? But that's the same token. You may already be in your 50s. Still better to start saving than not to save at all. All right? And we want to give you the tools. For parents who have young children, and they're thinking, and I want that child to be ready when it's time to go to college, and our college saving program, definitely, that works well, too, because the good thing about those ones is they don't have easy access for withdrawals. All right? So it allows you even a little bit more to have that discipline. We'll help you with that, and you put this money aside. When you're ready for this 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, hey, now you have that, And because remember now, that's been earning a higher rate of interest, you're getting even that much more in addition to what you put there with that.
This is excellent.
It is.
I'm looking forward to getting old because I know there are more and more tools available, accessible to support me on my journey.
And of course, for our members, we have members who started with us when they were in their 30s, and now we've been on 37 years. Once our members reach age 65, we do it with all these withdrawal fees, you know.
Okay.
Because they've worked hard long enough. Some benefits must be afforded to them, you know.
They've built
the credit union at this point.
Yes.
So you have to be able to do something for them.
The credit union say you don't even have to wait to join the 3 score and 10 gang. You could get your benefits at the age of 65. This is awesome. What a way to celebrate and support working people in their journey.
Absolutely. Right? Now, I mentioned to you group health insurance. And
this is
one of the products I am super excited about, okay? Generally speaking, and those persons who are familiar with insurance, group health, group plans are employer-based, okay? So you have to work for a particular employer to be a part of a group. And, you know, group insurance tend to be a little bit more affordable than going to directly the insurance on your own, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the Bahama Islands Credit Union, this is one of those flagship products we've had from inception, all right? We negotiated with a local insurance company, all right, for a group insurance. So our members who work at employer A, B, C, wherever, all the way to employer Z, 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 they can come in one-off, you know. They can come in one-off and just listen, I need health insurance, and they get the pricing and other advantages of the group plan that the credit union has, all right? The other side of it is there may be employers, and I hope I have some of them listening, there may be employers who are looking for affordable health insurance for their staff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, approach us, okay? We can show you how we can help you with this group insurance and allow you to offer that to your staff as well and take advantage of those really good rates. For less than $60 a week, you can get major medical. Listen to me.
So for less than what it costs to feed a family of four on a Friday or a Saturday night out on the town.
Yes.
A week you can.
You have major medical insurance. That's 80% coverage for medical.
It's inclusive of vision and dental benefits.
Vision and dental benefits as well. All right. Those ladies who are in their childbearing years even get maternity benefits. This is a major medical prescriptions, doctor visits, labs and diagnostic, surgery, hospital. Everything's included in terms of the medical coverage. You can get medical and great medical insurance.
Listen, guys, we're talking with Mrs. Chandelier Forbes-Dorsey at the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union, and we are talking about their group health insurance plan. It's affordable. It's excellent. You hear somebody calling us right now to find out how they could get in on the deal. This is great to know.
And guess what? This plan is also being extended to your dependents. So it's not just you. So you want to get coverage for me for your dependent children.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be maybe a child age 21 still in school. You can add them on your plan as dependent as well. Or maybe it's a spouse. You know,
yes.
Your dependents can get coverage at just as an affordable rate as well. Once you are a member and you join the health insurance.
This is competitive. This is definitely competitive. And along with the free backyard garden kits that you guys are giving out, you focused on longevity. Yeah. You focused on living long lives and giving people the ability to do that with comfort and ease. Yeah. Look at my retirement savings program. Okay, I had two texts here. One text asked, what's the highest interest-bearing
account
that you have, and the other one is how much interest is paid on the ASU.
Okay, great. All right, so the highest interest-bearing account we have is the college or retirement savings plans, otherwise known as our five-year fixed deposit. So basically, they have five-year terms. So you start them, and you're not able to withdraw until 5 years, or we can roll it for every 5 years. So, hey, I reached the end of my five-year term. Let me put it back for another 5 year. That's the highest. Those accounts earn the highest because they're the longest term ones we have, where you can't touch them, and they earn currently 3.25% annually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you have they asked what was the rate on the ASU. The ASU, not too far from that, pays a rate of 2.5% is the annual rate. And so, yeah.
That's great.
That is great.
Because your traditional ASU gives you no interest.
It gives you absolutely nothing.
But listen, we've been sitting here all day. I've been watching customers walk through, in and out with smiles on their faces. Yeah. But look at what I'm looking at across from me. Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union has its own ATM machine.
We certainly do.
For deposits and withdrawals?
It only handles withdrawals.
At the moment.
But the good thing, it can handle any service card. So our very own debit card and any other. So a lot of times persons are probably in the area trying to figure, where can they find an ATM? They can come in and even access our ATM because it does have its own entrance. So even after hours, you can access the ATM.
Y'all don't discriminate. I could be a bank customer somewhere else and come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. If that's your introduction to credit union, we welcome that too.
Why, thank you. This is such so accommodating. We are... almost out of time for this hour on the clock with Erin Green and BICCU. But, of course, that means that Mr. Newry, Guardian Radio AM, is joining us in the next hour. Mrs. Chandelier Forbes, Dorsey Lee, thank you for having me this morning. I'm going to explore the bank a little while Mr. Newry engages you. I'm going to find out where could I get one of these beautiful International Credit Union Day T-shirts. If you see someone walking through the town with one on, you know what to say to them. Say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing the work that you do in supporting building communities. This is awesome.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure these 37 years. I've been looking forward to the future, continue to serve our members and those who are yet to come.
Absolutely. I hope Mr. Newry lets me join in as we continue to talk about all of the wonderful things the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union has on offer for its customers, for the wider public to come in and explore, consider becoming a member, and of course, the sweetest loan promotion that I guess we will run through again on the next side of the hour. We got to go, guys. We got to go to a break, but please stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, C.A. Newry, and Guardian Radio is up next, and of course, you'll be joining him and us at Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union in Palmdale on Rosetta and Patton Streets opposite the new Labor Department building.